to SER Breakfast. Get your popcorn popping. It's time to go to the movies with Michael Jones. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good morning, Danny. A bit more awards bait today.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you went and saw some movies this week. Otherwise, this is going to be a really short segment.
Yeah, films dealing with issues like dementia, depression, and being a rock star.
Ooh.
Yes, another biopic about someone famous. But let's go with the smaller film first, which might garner a veteran at least some consideration from the Academy for her performance. This film is called A Familiar Touch, and it stars Kathleen Chalfant, someone you've probably never heard of, but she has appeared in movies like Old and Bob Roberts, H. John Benjamin from Not Another Teen Movie, Wet Hot American Summer, and he's done a lot of voice work in cartoons as well. Carolyn Michelle, who's done a lot of guesting in TV and 13 episodes of The Chi, and Andy McQueen, Strangers in a Room. This one's written and directed by Sarah Friedland. A Familiar Touch opens with 80-year-old Ruth, played by Chalfant, preparing and eating lunch with a younger man, Steve, played by Benjamin, who we soon work out is her son, although Ruth isn't so sure. He's about to take Ruth on a drive. No surprises where they're going, though. Though it is to Ruth. It's an aged care facility. This will be Ruth's home for the rest of her life.
No!
This film is set over a period of months, and as we follow Ruth in a series of daily snapshots as she struggles to cope with her new situation, all the while she's in denial of her declining mental faculties. She struggles to make friends with other residents with whom she just can't relate, but she does eventually form bonds with a couple of the staff, a nurse, Vanessa, played by Michelle, and head nurse, Brian, played by McQueen. Familiar Touch could have been a really traumatic viewing experience, but writer-director Friedland handles the subject matter with such a subtle, gentle sensitivity about the whole thing that the viewer can feel Ruth's distress and her son's as he can see his mother disappearing before his eyes. It's handled with such sensitivity that you don't want to run screaming from the theatre. Maybe it helps that Ruth is living in a very lovely facility in Pasadena and there are no sort of kerosene baths or anything like that in evidence. Kathleen Chalfant is terrific as Ruth. She's fighting all the way. She's funny. She's intelligent. And even in her most confused moments, Chalfant gives Ruth a grace and dignity which makes her decline even harder to watch. Getting old sucks. There's no two ways about it. Familiar Touch is confronting viewing, if only because we or people we're close to might end up in this situation someday and we don't really want to think about it. But if you have any sense of humanity or empathy, you'll be touched in the right way by this film.
That sounds nice. H. John Benjamin, usually someone who does comedy work, doing something a bit more awards bait fair there with that one. And what's this next movie you've got, pray tell?
It's time for the biopic, the music biopic, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Starring Jeremy Allen White from The Iron Claw, Shameless and the Bears, Jeremy Strong from The Apprentice and Succession, Odessa Young from The Daughter and Assassination Nation, Stephen Graham from Adolescence and Snatch, Paul Walter Hauser from Cobra Kai and The Naked Gun most recently. Directed by Scott Cooper, who's made Black Mass and Hostiles, he's based this film on Warren Zane's book, which was also called Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. It's late 1981, and Bruce Springsteen's tour to support the River album with the E Street Band, including the least animated Clarence Clemens you'll ever see, is winding up. And Bruce, played by Jeremy Allen White, isn't just physically drained, he is mentally wrung out as well. His manager, John Landau, played by Strong, rents a house in Colts Neck, New Jersey, for Bruce to unwind in. But if anything, due to long-term childhood trauma from dealing with a mentally ill father, played by Stephen Graham, and the pressure to keep producing hit singles and still be a relatable all-American working-class rock star, Bruce is becoming more and more wound up and dipping deeper and deeper into depression. Not even a fleeting relationship with composite character Faye, played by Odessa Young, can bring him out of it. Whilst you can expect plenty of the usual rock biopic cliches and tropes in Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere, it's the quality of the performances from White, Strong and Graham in particular which really lift this film above the ordinary, and also the fact that the film focuses on one of the darkest periods in Bruce Springsteen's life rather than just ticking kicking off tours, hit singles, groupies, and excesses. This period of Springsteen's life is probably one that the casual fan isn't necessarily aware of as well. The irony for Springsteen is that while this was the lowest point of his life, he was able to create what he considers now to be his greatest album, Nebraska, and write many of the tracks that went on to feature in Born in the USA, including Born in the USA, which in its original version would have fitted very well on the Nebraska album. One thing I really liked about this music biopic is that it shows the actual work that goes into crafting songs after the initial inspiration. Yeah. You know, Bruce writing and crossing out lyrics, strumming on his guitar to find the right hook, recording himself in his bedroom, and even trying to make the songs work in a studio with a band, not always with success. Jeremy Allen White doesn't look or sound much like Bruce Springsteen, but he sings pretty well. His vocals are actually blended with the real Springsteen, and he generally captures Springsteen's physicality, vibe, and drive. And sadness. No. If I was a rock star, I'd like to have a manager like Jeremy Strong. He's softly spoken, totally supportive, but he also knows when and how to have the tough conversations with Bruce Springsteen. If this film only gets you to listen to Nebraska and appreciate a great album of Americana and appreciate just how much turmoil Springsteen was in at the time and that it can actually happen to anyone, then this film has done its job. And maybe these lyrics from Atlantic City will give you some hope. Well, now, everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, delivered the goods for me. It was boss.
Michael Jones, everyone. See you, mate. Catch you next week.
Pleasure.
Here's a bit of Pop Filter for you now.